Bias for Life, Shir 79, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, Parshas Lech Lecha. We are explaining the importance of dialogue between spouses and how it enhances the marriage. And there's a very important concept to keep in mind when you are trying to strike up a conversation with your spouse. You have to understand that the environment makes a huge impact and how the relationship and how the conversation will go. And you have to be intuitive. You have to try to figure out when your spouse is nervous, when your spouse is stressed, when it is not the proper time to have a real conversation. Of course, a person can always talk to his spouse. But you have to understand, if you want to have a conversation that will enhance the marriage, it has to be done in the proper setting. For example, when a woman walks in the door and she just came back from a simcha and she's trying to get together supper and put things together in the house, for her husband to start a whole lengthy conversation about something that happened that day probably will not go very far. Either the wife will snap back and say something that she shouldn't be saying, or she will not give her complete attention to what her husband is saying. Or she might say a response that is fake, that is not real. She might get angry. Any of these situations will not produce the desired result. If your spouse is trying to go to sleep, and this is the time that you decided you want to discuss something that's on your mind, you have to realize that if your spouse is trying to get to bed, he is not interested in having this conversation. Whether it's a husband or a wife, it's not that he doesn't like you. It's not that he doesn't have any interest in you. It's just now is not the time. And then the conversation will not be productive. So before you want to start a conversation, you have to make sure that the time is ripe. Let's give another example. The husband comes home from work and he's very tired. And the wife wants to unload and say everything that happened to her that day. And rightfully so. The wife should have this discussion with her husband, but not right when he walks through the door. That will not produce the desired result. He will be frustrated. He's not interested right now. He just wants to relax and rest up from his day. So the wife has to train herself to control herself. Now is not the time. Wait a little bit until he's more receptive, until he relaxes, and then he'll be more interested in the conversation. And then you can build a relationship. Yes, you want to talk to him, and yes, you want to unload. But you have to wait for the right time. And that's why it's so important to have set times to have conversations. For example, supper or any other time. A set time that both spouses understand that we put everything else aside to have this conversation. But to have a spontaneous, deep, engaging conversation at a time that your spouse is preoccupied with other things is destined for disaster. And that's something very important to keep in mind. Every spouse is different, every husband is different, every wife is different. You have to be in tune. But the environment defines how the conversation will go.